From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, Mississippi. Now you're hooked. I'm Mike Pesca. It's July 11th, 2008. July, that's the 7-month, 11th. 7-Eleven, yes, it is free Slurpee day at 7-Eleven. Go to your 7-Eleven, get a free Slurpee. They are advertising, they are giving away Slurpees, 7.11 ounces of Slurpee. And if they are off by a hundredth of an ounce, you get a free Slurpee. Of course, you get a free Slurpee anyway. Oh, as part of my ongoing public service where I answer the questions that news magazines pose, because in their headlines, they don't just say the facts, they ask a question. I did it earlier this week, and Time Magazine is a new issue, and a whole bunch of questions. Of the 10 most emailed articles, three are questions. Where is the Afghan female runner? Could easily have been retitled Missing Afghan Female Runner, because they give no answers. Could the Pope aid an Anglican split? Here you go. Anything that starts with could, yes. Could, can, will, no. Attack of the freshwater shark? No. Why are people taller today than yesterday? Nutrition. Thank you. Just saved you some money on time. This hour on the show, the political travails of Frank Melton. He is the mayor of Jackson, Mississippi. He has a strong anti-crime platform, so strong that he literally fights crime himself, and that has resulted in an indictment on federal charges, an update from Jackson later. Facebook, MySpace, they're killing the college yearbook. And with Facebook now available to high school students, high school yearbooks may be next. Or are high school yearbooks next? We will talk with the editor of the yearbook at Purdue University. This is the last year they're printing that yearbook. Also, a live report from the line outside the Apple store here in Manhattan. The iPhone 3G is out today. Nerds are rejoicing, and we have someone who has deep roots in the nerd community covering the scene. And Daniel Holloway is here to review this weekend's new movies. We'll get today's headlines in just a minute, but first. The bodies of two U.S. soldiers missing in Iraq for more than a year have been found. The military would not immediately confirm the report, but families of both men said they were notified last night. Army Sergeant Alex Jimenez of Lawrence, Massachusetts, was 25, and Private Byron Fauti of Waterford, Michigan, was 19 when they were captured by insurgents last May. The soldiers from the 10th Mountain Division were caught in an ambush in the volatile area south of Baghdad, known as the Triangle of Death. The body of a third soldier, Private Joseph Anzac, was recovered about 2 weeks later. Private Fowdy's stepfather, Gordon Dibler, says Fowdy was identified using dental records and that both bodies were taken to Dover, Delaware for further tests. Dibler told the Associated Press that after more than a year of waiting, the news comes as very sad relief.
You know, sometimes that would feel like, are they really looking? And then, of course, when the sergeant showed up today, sad to know, you know, of course they were, and that this was the result.
Dibler says his stepson was shocked by the living conditions for many Iraqis.
Byron was very, a very compassionate person. So for him to see that firsthand and want to be a part of the solution instead of the problem, he was very, very much motivated by thinking he was going to go be a part of something that made it better.
He says the last time they spoke, Fowdy was in the thick of the war.
As parents, you know you can hear the fear, but they don't talk about the fear. And he knew he was in a dangerous area, I could tell by his voice, and that was on his birthday, April 17th of last year, when he turned 19.
Over the past year, Dibler says his family and the family of Army Sergeant Alex Jimenez had become friends. Jimenez came from a largely Latino neighborhood in Lawrence, Mass., north of Boston, near the New Hampshire border. Family friend Wendy Lazon says Jimenez's father had trouble understanding what the Army officials meant when they said they believed his son's body had been found.
Confusing for him to realize that when they translated, he asked questions in regards, do you mean that you guys are not sure? So they had to specify that he was dead.
Lawrence's state representative, William Lantigua, says the entire area is sharing in the Jimenez family grief.
Even though under the circumstances, we know it was an uphill battle per se, but the community and the family, we all hope alive that you know, that was not going to be the outcome.
You can go to NPR.org throughout the day for updates on this story. Now let's get some more of today's headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.